Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Counting down the day's top stories.
5, 4.
This is the Triple Threat, top 5 at 5, with Sean and Rich. Presented by NorthsideLexus.com on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
He's number 5.
And we begin the top 5 at 5 in the spirit of March Madness. Remember back in 2011 when Jimmer Fredette was like the Tim Tebow of college basketball?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to use this bullet point in the top 5 at 5 to take a trip down memory lane and remember the old Jimmer, because the Phoenix Suns have reached a deal to sign the old Jimmer. Sources confirmed to ESPN on Thursday, a 2-year deal with a team option for the second year. First reported by 98.7 FM in Arizona. He was the college player of the year at BYU. It doesn't sound like either of you forget, but I feel like some people have forgotten just what a big deal Jimmer Fredette was back then. And it was one of those things where you look at him, you go, someone's going to overdraft him, which they did. He's probably going to struggle in the NBA, which he did. And it's probably going to be noteworthy when he does something 8 years from now, which it is. It made it into the top 5 at 5.
Number 4.
Something we had in the top 5 earlier this week was a report from The Hollywood Reporter that ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro, along with his right-hand man at ESPN, Connor Schell, took a trip to Denver to get a sit-down with Peyton Manning and gauge his interest in becoming Jason Witten's replacement in the Monday Night Football booth. Well, the New York Post is reporting today that trip to Denver was no more than a Hail Mary for ESPN, and that the chances of Manning following in the footsteps of his fellow Tennessee alum, Jason Witten, into the booth are minimal. As the New York Post put it, Manning saw fellow Tennessee alum Witten go from Captain America to America's punchline under ESPN's watch last year. According to a source familiar with the thinking, telling the New York Post, Manning's just figuring out if he wants to go into broadcasting. He does, as we mentioned, have a relationship with ESPN through the show Detail on ESPN Plus. But according to the New York Post, if they don't get Manning, Tessitore and Booger McFarland is the odds-on favorite.
Did you do some work with Booger McFarland when you were the SEC Network?
Yeah.
How do you like him?
I love Booger. I think he does a great job. I didn't necessarily like the Booger Mobile on the sideline.
I don't blame him for that.
I think he does a hell of a job. But look, man, I mean, here's the thing. It's a very difficult thing to do. And the fact that Romo did it and so quickly, and he was such a natural, and it was so good. People think that guys are just going to jump into that spot and shine, and it's not. I mean, that is a rare. I mean, I'd say that him jumping in the booth and performing the way he did was more rare than him performing at the quarterback position the way he did as a free agent from Sean from small university. Where did Sean?
Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. It was more rare than him being an NFL Cowboys superstar than coming out of Eastern Illinois. So, here's the thing, is when you're talking about being in the booth, is it's so much better when it's a quarterback, because the guy sees, I've been trained so many years at knowing what all 22 guys on the field are doing at one time, whereas most positions know what's going on in the trenches or what's going on with the receiver or what's going on in the secondary. A quarterback knows it all, so his ability to talk the game across the board is so much more in-depth than anybody else. So it'll be interesting to see how Booger, a former defensive lineman, can make that jump in the booth.
Here's number 3.
Well, we knew this was going to happen, even though that there was a gag order and a confidentiality clause in the settlement against the NFL for Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid in their collusion case. According to a Wall Street Journal report, you guys ready for the total that they're set to receive?
Hit me.
Collectively? We saw numbers tossed around like $50 million. We saw some huge numbers tossed around. Ultimately, Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick will receive less than $10 million total. Still a pretty good chunk of change. They filed the grievance, Kaepernick did, back in October of 2017. Of course, that was in the wake of the movement of players kneeling, which Kaepernick had started, and then he was gone from the league and has not played football since. According to the Wall Street Journal report, which cited people briefed on the deal, it's not clear how the money will be split and how much the players will net after legal fees. To put Kaepernick's split of the $10 million into perspective, his base salary in 2016 with the 49ers was $12 million. So he made more money in 2016 than whatever his split of this grievance is going to be. Are you guys surprised by the number, $10 million?
A little bit.
Yeah. You thought it'd be more?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought it would be significantly more. And I'm interested to see over the next 24, 48 hours what the essentially social media reaction will be to this.
Yeah, that, you know, that are people who back Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid in that movement going to be disappointed that they
settled
for their efforts for an amount that's still, while a lot of money, is a lot less money than people were speculating it would be.
Number two.
March Madness at number two. We got a couple of games on day one of the tournament in progress as we speak. Marquette trailing the 12 seed, the 5 seed Marquette, trailing Ja Morant and the Murray State Racers. They raced out to an 11-point lead early in the second half. Murray State leading 46-35 over Marquette. The other game in progress is a 13-4 seed matchup, and our big boss, Sarah Frazier,
she's happy.
Very happy.
She
right
happy.
Now. 5 minutes to go in the Kansas Northeastern game. The Jayhawks are cruising up 71-42. There were some earlier finals, including a 10 seed knocking off a 7 as Minnesota eliminated Louisville. It went down to the wire, but an LSU, a 3 seed, struggled against a 14 seed, but eventually knocked off Yale. Also today, Auburn, a 1-point winner over New Mexico State. And also among the finals today, Florida State eliminating Vermont in the first round. Michigan State did the same to Bradley in the first round. Tonight, Abilene Christian will be destroyed by Kentucky. Also tonight, a 9-8 game in Salt Lake City, Baylor versus Syracuse. Ooh. And the reason to mention this is because Syracuse senior starting point guard Frank Howard has been suspended for failing a drug test, coming off the best game of his career, 28 points against Duke in the ACC tournament. Tomorrow early, Texas Tech at 12:30 against Northern Kentucky. And then tomorrow night, the Houston Cougars will be in action against Georgia State.
Frank Howard, some would say this is karma. He is the player who tried to trip Zion Williamson as he was running back down the floor in the ACC tournament. So there you go. Way to go, Syracuse.
And here is number one.
Number one, a quick AFC South transactional day. I would say the Colts probably made a bigger splash than the Texans, but it's nice to have Joe Webb back. Joe Webb back to be the third string quarterback slash special teamer slash wide receiver for the Houston Texans. He signs a 1-year deal to return to a team where he was a stalwart on special teams, helped pinch hit at slot receiver for a game where DeAndre Carter got knocked out, and just an all-around nice guy to have in the locker room. The bigger news in the AFC South is that the Colts finally deployed some of that salary cap space to go outside the organization and bring in a player who, if he can stay healthy, is going to be tremendously helpful to them. Justin Houston, who was let go by the Kansas City Chiefs, signs a 2-year, $24 million deal to become an Indianapolis Colt, the impact of which will be, Clint Sterner?
I think it'll be huge. I think he's a great fit in Indy. There was a need there, clearly. And as we view it here in Houston, I mean, you got to believe that being he picked Indy, he's going to be a handful for this offensive line over the next 2 years, at the very least.
Yeah, Justin Houston, 2 years, $24 million. He will be an Indianapolis Colt. All right, that was we did good. That was a rapid fire top
Amen.
Five at five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.